Be advised, we've just called an alpha unit. We've got a code V, possible signal 25. What in the world am I talking about? Stay tuned.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
Disney has a lot of codes, a lot of cast member speak, a lot of things that we share. And there's a primary reason for that. It's not to look cool, and it's not to go, ooh, look, we have a secret language. A lot of it is just designed so that the guest experience is not affected by the things that we say. So there's this, it could be called a signal V or a code V. Well, V stands for vomit. So if you see a guest throwing up in the area, you're not going to get on your radio or get on a phone in front of a guest, maybe in a merchandise shop, and go, yeah, we've got someone throwing up in the bushes. You know, you're going to get on and go, be advised, we have a code V located just outside Space Mountain to the left. It just helps with the guests are walking by. They, you know, you don't want to mess up the magic. Same thing, you know, alpha unit. That's nothing more than us calling 911 and getting emergency help. But we don't want to say, someone's hurt, called an ambulance, call an ambulance. You know, we might say, hey, we're going to make a quick call for an alpha unit. We'll get somebody out here to help you. So there's all types of things that Disney does. And again, it's to enhance the guest experience. So what are you doing in your organization to help your employees? You don't want to ever panic the guest. You don't want to yell fire in a crowded movie theater. You don't want to yell vomit or we've got a lost child. Anybody know? I can't find, you know, you want to have different words, phrases, codes that help to make sure that your guests know that you're professional, you know what you're taking care of, but you're not affecting the guest experience either. So take a good look at when emergencies come up or things come up. How are you communicating that in your organization to make sure you protect the guest experience?